if you had a meeting or anything yet with your coaches, but was there any particular message you got?
You know, we had our team meeting, so the message for this offseason is to come back and make sure we do everything in our power to never feel like this ever again. Coach kind of outlined what he thinks we need to do collectively as a group to come back with the right mindset, and no doubt in my mind that everybody is going to do that. So,
sorry, Robert. It's tough after a 1-15 season to look at the bright side of things and see positives and whatnot. But from your perspective, what are those positives that fans can really feel good about this team going forward?
You know, I think the key word there is perspective. You know, how you look at things matters. And, you know, for us, the things that we can pull on is the fact that this team stayed together. We fought all the way to the end for our coach and for each other. As far as the fans go, this is my first experience, you know, here in Cleveland. And for them to show the support that they did for us going through a 1-15 season was phenomenal. So I want to say thank you to the fans. And we'll do a better job of putting a better product on the field for them. And, you know, other than that, I think it's just really important for all of us to take this year to understand what we can from it, grow from it, and make sure it never happens again.
Robert, do you personally walk away here positive? I mean, it's you accomplished some things, probably not everything that you wanted to do. So kind of what's your mindset as this wraps up?
You know, you got to play the cards you're dealt. You know, and for me personally, getting hurt early in the year was not a part of the plan, not a part of my plan, but it was a part of God's plan and his plan for this team. So having the opportunity to come back late in the year and play and give us a chance to win and give myself a chance to show what I can do, I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for the guys in this locker room helping me get to the point where I could play at a high level. And, you know, you walk away and you just have to say, you know, let God take care of the rest. It's out of my hands now. There's nothing I can do from this point forward. But just know I want to be here. I want to be here with these guys and turn this thing around.
How badly do you want to be the guy taking the first snap next year for this team?
Yeah, I mean, that's a process. We're a long way from there. And that's not going to be decided by anything that one person says in the next couple weeks or next couple months. That's decided in how hard you work and the amount of work you put in with the guys. Can go out there and show them that you can lead them to victory. So I don't think that's necessarily anything that'll be decided anytime soon. But I can promise you one thing, I'm not afraid of hard work. I'm not afraid to, you know, compete with anybody. I'm not afraid of anything really but God. So I just hope that I'm here and have an opportunity to help this team turn things around.
Have you changed as a quarterback or as a person just by this? I mean, I know you've been through some rough seasons before, but just from this experience?
You know, I think this experience makes you better. It's not something that anyone signs up for. But you really find the true character of your team, yourself, and everyone in the organization when you go through something like this. And like I said, I'm proud to be here. So that's that.
Why would you
want to
be here so badly
at
1-15, you know?
Right. You know, just being here just a short amount of time, you know, a little under a year. I've seen the way these guys work. You know, I've had the honor and the pleasure to play with Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, and these guys have been here for a long time. And having experienced the winning that I feel their careers and their talent and their leadership deserves. So that's why I want to be here. I want to be here for those guys to help them experience the spoils of victory that they deserve. And, of course, you know, I want to play and I believe in Coach Hugh and Coach Pep and what they've allowed me to do as a quarterback and how, you know, I feel like I can play at a high level with them. But that's why I want to be here. And I want to be here for this city. This city reminds me so much of Waco and Baylor University when me and Coach Browse first got there. And the ability to turn this thing around like we did there, I think would be something truly special, and I want to be a part of that.
Robert, you
said something yesterday, you know, about Terrell Fryer. Hopefully, you know, you guys will ever stay together and everything. Just how valuable has he proved to be to this organization? How much would you like to see him back?
Yeah, I'd love to see TP back. You know, that's something that's out of my control. I don't make those decisions. I don't sign those checks. But I think he's a great player. He's shown in just a little bit of time what he can do. And like I said, there's a lot of things that he can do better, and he knows that. But that's why we're here to work with him. So if he decides to come back, we'd love to have him. But this is a business, and I understand that aspect of it too, probably more than a lot of people. And, you know, that's just the beauty of the game. Hopefully he's back. We want him back.
You mentioned you and Pep. What do you think? Is there anything specific that they made you better at being a quarterback?
You know, just the way they see the game. I think I'm able to identify with the way they see the game. Now that goes back to having experience with other coaches and being in the league for 5 years or 4 years before this year. It teaches you how to see the game in the NFL, at the NFL level. And then I think, you know, having them there to kind of help me not just be what everyone else wants me to be, but to be who I can be. And I think that's important. And they bring the best out of me. Every day we're trying to get better. They challenge me every single day. And I love that. So it's really just the way we see the game and then how they view me as a player and what I can do to help this team win.
How do you feel about your career arc at this point? I mean, a year ago, you're coming out, not playing
a Right. So, you know, I think to not play a lot of football in 2 years and finish the season the way we did, or the way I did personally, I feel good about it, but I'm not satisfied at all. So I'm going to go into this offseason hungrier than ever, ready to prove it all over again, because that's what you have to do every single day. So I don't think anybody's ever said I've been afraid of hard work, and it's never going to change. Yeah, it's like I said, I want to be here. But I think, you know, I'm not an idiot. I know a lot of people are writing me off as a player, as a quarterback, saying I couldn't do it. And to go out and show that I can, I think that proves a lot of people wrong. But ultimately, like I said, at the end of the game, I want to win games. And right now, I'm here with the Cleveland Browns, and I love these guys in this locker room. And I want to help them win here. And if I don't get that opportunity, then that's out of my control. I've done everything that I can to this point with the cards that I was dealt to try to put the best foot forward and you know, let the chips fall where they may.
How much of you coming back, you mentioned yesterday that you know, you're still not 100% coming off the injury and that. How much of you getting back on the field was personally driven? And how much of it was kind of you wanting to be there to get back out there for the team? Because, I mean, with things being what they were, it could have been easy to just call it a year and get them next year.
Yeah, it's like I said, I think it was a combination of the two. Whenever you're hurt and you're voted a captain on a team and you feel like you're letting your guys down and you see them struggle for – I don't know, was it 13 or 14 weeks? You feel like as a player, if you're a confident player, you feel like you can go out there and help them. So that was part of my motivation to get back out and just feel like I could help our team not become a part of a history that nobody in this locker room wanted to be a part of. And we accomplished that goal. But the other part of it was, like I said yesterday, I just didn't feel like if I sat out the whole year and just said, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, be passive and let it go whatever way it's going to go. I didn't think that I would, you know, have an opportunity to play again, really. So I knew I needed to get back out on the field because I don't think anyone's ever questioned my toughness. You know, I played on one knee my rookie season, came back early from injury in my sophomore year. So I don't think anyone's ever questioned that. But it's just about getting back out there, playing, and showing – you know, my teammates really, that I can get this done for you. And I hope I was able to do that a little bit And like I said, I still got to get better, still got to do a lot of things better. And we got to win games.
In some ways, this team played with so much heart and character because not only yourself had been written off by a lot of people, but Jamar Taylor had been kind of written off by the Dolphins, Terrell Pryor had been written off. I mean, you kind of have a locker room full of a lot of guys.
Yeah, you know, I think the interconnected stories or the similarities in guys' stories really, really drew, you know, made us a lot closer. You know, you look at, you know, Hawk, a guy who, you know, fought to get in this league. Joe Hayden was written off early in this season. Jamar was written off in Miami. You know, I was there in Washington when we played Miami and just saw the way they treated him and the way we went after him. And he responded then in Miami. He responded here in Cleveland and got a new deal. So I think just the interconnected stories, guys. You know, we did an exercise every week where a guy stood up and said, this is why I play the game, you know. Everyone asks me why I wear this shirt, you know your why. You got to know why you play the game. But I think it's even more important for the guys next to you to know why you play the game, because they'll fight harder for you. And I thought that was special, the bond that this team had. And I think we can carry those bonds in the next year and win more games and be where we want to be as a team. But this is a learning experience that God set up for us that we had to go through, and I think we're a better team because of it.